Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Chloe, and this is The Playmaker, one story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, is it time Sir Alex Ferguson stayed at home to watch Manchester United?
Great. He's done well to keep that alive. And a through ball for Corey. Problems here for United. It's Townsend! Talk about a counter-attack.
At the beginning of October, Manchester United drew 1-1 at home to Everton.
More drop points at Old Trafford for Manchester United. It's finished 1-1.
And with the greatest of respects to their opponents that day, it was a match they were expected to win. United's legendary former boss, Sir Alex Ferguson, was in attendance at Old Trafford, but that's nothing unusual. Ferguson spoke to a Russian former UFC champion, Khabib Nurmagomedov, after the match and revealed that he thought the manager, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, had picked the wrong team. Cristiano Ronaldo should have started. How do we know what was discussed in private? Well, because it had been secretly recorded and then broadcast to the fighters' Instagram following of almost 31 million. You should always start with your best player, Ferguson said. In fact, former United defender Rio Ferdinand said there was no way Ronaldo would have even moved to the club in the first place without intervention from their former boss. Now, in fairness, Ferguson hadn't intended his views to be shared, but his comments were seen as a direct criticism of Solskjaer.
I'm the manager. I manage the players. I manage for the club. But of course, it's nice to have him on the pitch because he'll always come up with the goods. And the more we have him on the pitch, the better.
And the former boss is more than qualified to give his opinion. He won 13 Premier League titles with the club. That's not to mention 5 FA Cups, 4 League Cups and 2 Champions League trophies. He's still a Man United employee too. He's the official global ambassador for the club and has a seat on the board of directors. The only other manager with comparable influence and longevity in the modern English game is Arsene Wenger. He stepped down as manager at Arsenal after 22 years in charge. But unlike Ferguson, he's made a clean break with Arsenal and instead now works for FIFA. It's unlikely Ferguson's record at United will ever be matched. But is that the problem here? Does his shadow at Old Trafford loom too large?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Solskjaer is not the only one to have struggled in the post-Ferguson era. And true, Man United have won the Europa League, the League Cup and the FA Cup since then, but neither the Premier League nor the Champions League, the ones they really want. After that disappointing draw with Everton, Solskjaer had time to reflect over the international break. But on Saturday, things got worse. His team lost 4-2 at Leicester. United are still backing him, for the moment anyway. And now Solskjaer faces two extremely difficult home fixtures in a week. The first versus Italy's Atalanta and the second versus an in-form Liverpool side. If that wasn't pressure enough, as Solskjaer sits in the dugout, puzzling over his choices, he'll know that Ferguson will be watching his every move in a stadium that even has an entire stand named after his legendary mentor.
Just to have him round with when we eat in the restaurant, I'm sure the players, if they wonder about something, they can ask him, and he's always available for a chat, and because this is the club in his heart. I have to say, I owe most of my career to him.
Arguably, history is repeating itself. When Ferguson himself was struggling at the beginning of his time at United, there were calls for Sir Matt Busby to give him breathing space. Busby, of course, had won 5 league trophies and the European Cup with Man United and was a huge presence, just like Ferguson is now. It seems that Ferguson is wired differently to other managers. He said he actually relished the challenge of living up to Busby's reputation when he first arrived at Old Trafford, and that things improved for him once he focused on the future.
So for me, there was never any sense of, oh, how am I going to do this, you know? I was more sort of inclined to look at the job in this way, that I felt that I had to leave Aberdeen for a challenge. There's always that long process of changing people's minds. And that's what my main intent was, going to Manchester United. I wasn't over concerned about the previous manager, for instance.
But Ferguson had enough steely determination to shrug off those early doubts and the shadow of the club's former boss. Can Solskjaer pull off the same trick? Many think that the squad itself is good enough to win trophies. Solskjaer, whose only previous managerial experiences were with Cardiff City and the Norwegian side Molde, may not be getting the best from his players. And it can't be easy to do your job when you're always looking over your shoulder. Former England cricketer Darren Goff can see the difficulties that Ole is having.
What did you make of Fergie's comments? Because they were quite damning, weren't they?
Well, listen, when he talks, people are going to listen, and it's going to be news, because he is Sir Alex Ferguson. He's one of the greatest, if not the greatest ever. I mean, simple as that. Coming from a professional sporting background, which I've been lucky enough to do for many, many years, and being around and seeing things, it's very difficult to forget the past.
The next two matches at Old Trafford could be critical for Solskjaer's future at Manchester United. And there's no doubt that Sir Alex Ferguson will be there this week, watching his every move. Thanks for listening to The Playmaker from Tortoise. If you enjoyed today's episode, why not give us a follow so that you don't miss any of our other stories? And while you're there, drop us a rating and review on your chosen podcast platform. Today's episode was written by me, Chloe Beresford, and produced by Tom Kinsella.
The Playmaker.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets, featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code MOM.